always keep on praying for all the Lord's people. That was the Apostle Paul in the Epistle to the Ephesians. Always keep on praying for all the Lord's people. What does that look like? Well, that's what we're going to explore in this episode. It's Quiet Time Coaching, episode 534. Now, last time we finished the New Creation series. I hope you enjoyed it. And I promised at the end of that last episode that this week I would offer you the first in a new series on Psalm 139, my new favorite psalm. However, something happened this last Sunday that I'd like to offer you while it's still fresh in my mind. So on Sunday, as part of the Watford Church of Christ service, we gave out post-it notes. Now, the congregation wrote prayer requests on them, and we collected them and prayed through some of them. We couldn't do all of them on the day. About 30 people or so wrote, a total of perhaps 40 requests. Some people had one, more than one, two or three requests per post-it note. That evening, I typed up the complete list. After I had finished, I felt overwhelmed and inspired. I felt overwhelmed because it brought home to me how many needs we have in our fellowship. And by the way, about half the church was away on holiday, so the true extent of the church needs as a complete unit was probably at least double what was handed in. We could have had double the number of prayer requests if everybody had been there. So I felt somewhat overwhelmed with all these needs, some of which I know about, but many of which I don't. These things are on the hearts of the members of the church. However, it didn't end with being overwhelmed, because I also felt inspired. I felt inspired because of the faith displayed in the requests that were written down. The congregation are looking to God for help because they know, they trust that He is the only one who can make a difference, and also that He cares. Psalm 121 verses 1 to 2, I lift up my eyes to the mountains. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. See, God encourages us to pray for authorities and for ourselves. You can see that in the Old and New Testaments, but we must not neglect to pray for one another. Ephesians 6:18, I quoted part of earlier. Pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people. So let me ask you this simple question. Do you ask people for their prayer requests and ask them to pray for you? We don't have to do an exercise like we did on Sunday to make this a reality for us. How about offering people your requests and asking people for theirs? Paul did that, actually, in Romans 15, Ephesians 6, and Colossians 4, if you want to look it up, and the references are in the show notes. He asked to be prayed for. Pray that I may be kept safe, he says. Pray that I may declare it, the gospel, fearlessly. Pray that I may proclaim it clearly, as he says in those passages. If he, the great Apostle Paul, felt the need to ask for prayers, how much more we should, and ask others for theirs. So my suggestion, here's a suggestion for you. Ask three people, even today, what they would like you to pray about for them, and commit to praying for them every day for a week. If there's something you'd like me to pray about, well, please send it over and I will pray for you. And if you'd like to pray for me, well, also, please do so. I'd appreciate it. My request, at least today, is that something's on my heart, is that I can be a Christ-like, non-anxious presence in conflict situations. So thank you very much in advance. Next time we will start a series based on Psalm 139, unless God intervenes again, which of course is entirely possible. But I hope you find these thoughts helpful and that you, as you pray for others, might be a little overwhelmed, but also inspired. Till the next time, take care and God bless.